Dixie State University has hired Salt Lake City firm Love Communications to find a new nickname and mascot for the school. But as KUER's Whitney Evans reports, the university's controversial name will remain the same.
Dixie State University is paying the public relations firm $50,000 to help solve its ongoing identity crisis. Jill Hall is a spokesperson for the university.
We know that the community is very tied to the Dixie name, and so we will definitely be keeping that. And then as far as mascot goes, they're wanting something that's tied into the Southwest that speaks about what Dixie is and what the area is and something that really highlights everything that's going on our campus.
The school adopted the moniker Red Storm and Big D the Bull as its mascot in 2009. It was an effort to steer away from the connection the former nickname Rebels had to the Confederacy. And in 2013, the school considered doing away with the name Dixie. Defenders say Dixie harkens back to Mormon pioneer days when Brigham Young sent missionaries to the region to attempt to grow cotton. Up until the 1990s, the school adopted a full-fledged Confederate identity. The yearbook was called The Confederate, and only recently was a bronze statue of two Civil War soldiers, one carrying a Confederate flag, removed from campus. Hall says the latest decision to swap names has little to do with that controversy. Aaron Evans is with Love Communications. He says the goal is to find a name, an image, and a symbol that the community can feel emotionally connected to.
In reviewing Dixie State's research and then the initial research we've done, there's very little to no attachment to Red Storm and Big D, which is one of the, I think, biggest issues that they're addressing and coming up with a new name and mascot.
Evan says Love Communications will offer several recommendations to the university at the end of the year. The school will begin the transition in the spring. Whitney Evans, KUER News.